Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Checking in on the CBS FM Star Phone today is a very popular young lady. She's a producer. She's a writer. She's a comedian. And she's a big snoop. She's got inside information about the Oscars. Please welcome Shelley Goldstein. Woo! Good morning, Shelley. How are you?
I'm so tired. I've been vacuuming the red carpet for days.
Leave it to you. The 90th Annual Academy Awards, Sunday night at 7, Jimmy Kimmel. There's a lot of drama and a lot of excitement about this year's awards.
Absolutely. Oscar is 90 this year, 90 years old, but he's had a little work done so he can play 65.
I saw a female version of him online the other day.
Oh.
I know. Taking
very,
a shot.
You know, Scott, you have to remember, Oscar is a little bald, naked man with a lot of power.
Oh, then, yeah,
so
okay.
He's the perfect symbol of this year's award.
Well said.
Now, Shelley, what do you expect from Jimmy Kimmel as the host? Will he get political?
Jimmy Kimmel will be fantastic. I've worked with Jimmy a couple of times this year. He's so funny. He's so smart. He's got such heart. You know, he's really evolved as a performer. And he was fantastic last year. And I can't wait to see what he's going to talk about this year, because there's so much to talk about.
And there's a whole list of really, really good pictures this year, and pictures that people actually went to see, right?
Absolutely. It's a fascinating combination. There's one very interesting thing happening this year that could affect what wins. Now, with every category, the other categories, you just vote if you're a member of the Academy, and whoever gets the most votes wins. But this year, they're doing a preferential voting system, which is going to ask members to list their choices in order of preference, 1, 2, 3.
Wow.
So that means that, you know, 2 and 3 might have as much power as 1 if 1 doesn't get more than 50% of the vote. There's one movie that voting system is really going to help, and that's Get Out.
Mm.
Because everybody loved it, and the people who loved it really loved it, and it was a great movie.
But it's a lot of people's second or third favorite? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so if a lot of people vote for it as number 2, and number 1 isn't a clear favorite, it could be a big upset. The big favorite right now is either The Shape of Water or 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, which I loved both of them.
Yeah, they were both great.
I think I like the 3 Billboards better than the Water movie.
Well, you know, the Water movie was good for those of us who, you know, are looking for just the right fish to bring home to our parents.
Right. Okay. A big wet man.
Exactly. Big soggy man, you know. The story about 3 Billboards is Frances McDormand. I think they're putting her name on that Oscar as we speak. And Best Actress is one of the most fascinating categories in years. Saoirse Ronan, amazing. Margot Robbie, amazing. Sally Hawkins is always the most mesmerizing actress. But Frances McDormand gave a performance in that movie the likes of which I've never seen.
Yeah, it was incredible. There's been a lot of talk I've been reading that they want to get people to pull back a little bit from the Me Too stuff and the politics because they want more people to watch. Have you heard anything about that? You think that'll happen?
I think it's so in the zeitgeist right now that it's permeating everything that happens, whether it's talked about or not. The one thing I wish they would do is I wish that they would have a few more presenters from old Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know, so that you don't just see great old names in the memorial reel.
We're talking to Shelley Goldstein, who knows everything about the Oscars, knows everything about Hollywood.
By the way, there will be one great classic star who'll be showing up for the 90th anniversary Oscars this Sunday, Mickey Mouse, who is as old as the Oscars.
Wow.
And he's still with Minnie. No one thought that would last.
No. They'll also have a tribute to those who we've lost over the past year.
Yes. I have a suggestion that no one's taking. I think that Kim Kardashian should present that. She could present her butt at half mast. It would be wonderful.
Oh, jeez.
Have you used that joke in your act yet?
I saved it for you guys.
Thanks a lot, Shelley. Appreciate it. Thank you so much for checking in today. We'll all be watching.
Love you guys, and everybody will be having peach pie.
Oh, whoa. I love that movie.
Go ahead and use that one. See you later.
Bye-bye, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.